This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you with the BlowTopSecret.com podcast on the continuing thread of Say No to Cigarettes started by Thomas Crown. I guess I'd like to start out by saying, TC, I think a radio show between the two of us is a fantastic idea. And the way ATS is growing, it's only a matter of time before they actually have, you know, radio shows going, so we need to schedule our time now before Springer jumps in and hogs it all up. Or Magic. Magic's the one that's going to hog all the radio time. I'm glad to hear your willpower's holding out. That's a good thing to know. I remember when my sister quit smoking cigarettes, she said that she always had this little voice that came into her head that said, "Man, I want a cigarette. Man, I want a cigarette." And when it happened, she always would just stop and say, "No, I don't. You know, I don't want a cigarette." And for her, that was, you know, the willpower, I guess, that got her to quit. And she quit a long time ago. Now, on to the idea of nicotine-free cigarettes. It's a step in evolution. I mean, it's something whose time has come, and it would work. There's plenty of precedent for it. Okay, look at decaffeinated coffee. Now, why someone would want to drink decaffeinated coffee is beyond me. But you walk into a store, and there it is on all the shelves right there along with the regular coffee. There's decaffeinated coffee, you know, and I just have to shake my head at it because people who drink decaffeinated coffee just don't understand the purpose of a cup of coffee. If I go to work in the morning and I'm sitting at my desk and decide to go get a cup of coffee, I'm not going to get decaffeinated because if I did, I would be asleep 30 minutes later. There's another precedent, non-alcoholic beer. I mean, somebody was drunk when they come up with that idea. Non-alcoholic beer, what, all the bad effects but none of the good? Oh, can you imagine going home, smoking non-nicotine cigarettes, drinking non-alcoholic beer? You get up the next morning, and with your tofu sausage, you have decaffeinated coffee and pray to God for that, you know, give thanks to God that you're one day closer to death. That's like pretending to have a life. Still, no nicotine cigarettes. It would pretty much eliminate smoking. There would, you know, what I'm saying is I don't think cigarettes should be outlawed. They shouldn't be banned. But if you banned the nicotine, then smoking would become a thing of the past. And there would still be people that smoked them. Just like there are people that drink decaffeinated coffee and people that eat tofu sausage and people that drink non-alcoholic beer. I don't know why those people do those things, but they do. So basically, you're not killing the tobacco industry. You're just taking away what's making all their money for them. Until we can get our radio show going, I guess we're just going to have to podcast back and forth, and I look forward to them. My friends, this is Mr. Whoopi coming to you at BlowTopSecret.com. Y'all have a lovely evening.